there is a prophetic component to what Gary just said. This lawless spirit that dominates so much of culture in general, and certainly American culture, and seems to be on the rise, is something that the scriptures themselves predict as being part of the end time. Dr. Jimmy, I'd love for you to address that.
Lawlessness is one of the great indicators that we are living in the last days. That's absolute. Let me remind everybody that there is a definition for a nation. What makes up a nation and all of these nations across the world? There's three components. Number one, you have to have a people who want to be that nation. Number two, you have to have a piece of real estate, a land. And thirdly, you have to have a law for those people in that land. Now, America is a nation of laws. Gary just made that statement. We cannot do that which we think is right in our own eyes. And in fact, we cannot be without a standard, which is our Constitution of the United States, which is patterned after the Bible, of course. So we go back to Israel. Israel is a perfect example. You must obey or you'll be chastised. Deuteronomy chapter 28 talks about the Jewish people. In the first 15 verses of Deuteronomy, the Lord tells Israel, you'll be the top of all the nations in the world. You'll be the head of all nations if you obey the laws that I give you. But if not, and from verse 16 through the rest of the chapter of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, they're going to be chastised. They're going to have to be dealt with. You know, that's God's plan. Look at Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 6. In fact, he says, I love those people that I chastise. And so if you're not going to obey the law, you've got to be ready to pay the consequences. You're going to have to be chastised. Love, actually, when you stop to think about it, love calls for obedience or punishment. Without that, there is lawlessness, and that, of course, leads to the one who will be in charge of a lawless world, the Antichrist. There is significance as we're watching America move away from the Constitution, go into a philosophy of lawlessness. It's anticipating what's going to happen in the future.